9.15.
How to eat out. Tip 1. Always order the fish. Really good fresh fish is very hard to find, very hard to store and keep fresh. You've got to really cook it as soon as you buy it, or there's no point. It's often fiddly to prepare and very smelly to cook. It's what restaurants are for. It just amazes me that people will go into a restaurant and order the steak, a thing you can buy almost anywhere, keep for weeks, and cook however you like without doing anything to it, and it'll always basically be okay. Tip 2. Never eat the bread. An ex-girlfriend of mine eats nothing all day. She claims she doesn't get hungry. So, whenever we meet for dinner, she is utterly starving and gobbles up the entire bread basket and 3 pats of butter without pausing for breath. Then, halfway through her main course, she starts poking about and saying, "I don't know why they give you such large portions. I'll never eat all this." I just don't know why people eat the bread. You shouldn't be that hungry, ever. Bread is not a first course. It's a breakfast food, an accompaniment to certain terrines. But in an expensive place with a TV chef and a whole range of exciting things to chew on for the next couple of hours, why would anyone want to fill up with bread? I always tell them as soon as I arrive to bring no bread. But sometimes they do, and you must tell them to take it away. Tip 3. Have the vegetarian option, but not in a vegetarian restaurant. As a rule, the best vegetarian food is cooked by meat-eating chefs who know how to cook, rather than by bearded hippies. For this reason, if you want good vegetarian food, go to a normal, that is, omnivorous restaurant. There may not be much choice, but personally, I would much rather restaurants focused on doing one or two things brilliantly than offered a whole load of stuff that was just about okay. Tip 4. Never sit at a table outside. Why on earth would you want to eat outside? I suppose in a hot country where there's no air conditioning, it might be nice to sit outside in the shade overlooking the sea. But on a busy London street? Crazy. Go indoors. Also, in most restaurants, the outside tables are ruined by smokers. If you want to eat outside in London, take sandwiches and eat them in one of the wonderful parks. Tip 5. Insist on tap water. We have invested years and years and vast amounts of money into an ingenious system which cleans water and delivers it very cheaply to our homes and workplaces through a tap. And yet, last year, we bought 3 billion litres of bottled water. That's just free money for the restaurant. So don't order mineral water. Ask for a jug of tap. Tip 6. How to complain and get a result. Complain nicely, politely, apologetically, but firmly and at the very moment of disappointment. "I'm awfully sorry to make a fuss," you might say, "but this fish really isn't as fresh as I'd hoped. I really can't eat this. What else might I have as a replacement that can come quickly?" There's simply no way you can lose with that. The end result is likely to be 3 main courses, a jolly time, and an amicable departure. Tip 7. Be nice to the staff. Just be nice to them, that's all. You should always be nice to everybody, obviously, but if you're not, make being nice to staff in restaurants your only exception. Don't flirt with them and don't ask foreign staff where they're from. Just smile and say please and thank you and look at them when you're ordering. And then shut up and eat.